This is a 96 tape, and trying to get the boys to bed, and with some discussion about why Mark's using a ring on his right finger. Mark, why do you use the ring, put the ring on your right finger again? Mark, why do you wear your ring? Why are you wearing that ring?
What ring? Oh, this ring.
Yeah, why are you wearing that?
Because I don't want my left.
Yeah, and how does that help you? How does having the ring help you?
Ring and right, begin the same letter. So now I know my right and my left.
I see, because
right
they both have...
Right has a ring on it, and the left has nothing.
I see, very good.
But wait, the way I remember is because I have three, what are they called?
Three little birthmarks.
Three birthmarks, all in the, all like, you know.
A little triangle, a little face, and that's always
right.
Look how many scratches I have on my.
You know how I remember my right leg, my arm?
Scratch on my left.
This one's stronger.
Look at these scratches.
Yeah,
scratches.
And the one that you went right with. Yes.
I think this one's. This what?
You know,
which
this
do you
one?
Like better?
Right or left?
Which arm do you like better?
They're both nice. Both are both nice.
I like the
right
one.
Okay. Yeah, well, I like them both, but the left is a little bit weak.
Yeah.
A little bit weak, yeah. Can't do everything the left right.
Because
and
this
clumsy.
Is the arm I always
have. Yeah, and also...
That's the arm I always end up.
I mean, for karate stuff, yeah. Right. Mark, are you ready to go to bed?
What?
Oh, also, a little earlier when we were in the bath, Mark said, Dad, I already plugged it out. What does that mean? I already plugged it out. Remember when we were draining the bath?
Oh, yeah.
And what did you say? I already plugged it out. What does that mean?
I already plugged out the bath. Plugged the bath.
Uh-huh.
So it drained.
Yeah, good. Uh-huh. You unplugged it, right? Is that to plug it out, is that the same as unplugging
what?
It? Ross, quiet. Is that the same as unplugging it when you plug it out? You unplug it? Is that the same?
That. Did you think I pulled it down so the water wouldn't go in?
No, I thought you meant that you pulled it down so the water would go out.
That's what I said.
But what's the right way of saying it? Do we say we plugged it out, or do we say I unplugged it?
Unplugged it.
Mm-hmm. And what does plug it out mean?
I plugged out the.
You mean you pulled it out?
Yes.
And by pulling it out, you unplugged it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Everybody to bed. I'll count to 10. 1, 2.
Whoa.
Spidor moved the rebel. The rebel spaceship into the closet, and Spidor's a big spider that moves with 6 legs, mechanical action. And Mark said, "For this world to be saved by Spidor, we would have to have lots. What would we have? Lots of G.I. Joes." And Mark, what would we have to have? Hey, Marky, I want to know. I want to know.
Army tanks.
Yeah.
And guns.
Mm-hmm.
Narc, one of those missile launchers.
Yeah.
Missile launchers.
Yeah. Why would we need all this stuff?
To beat Spidor. And we need He-Man too.
Why would we need all this?
Because he's a tough guy.
Well, what is Spidor going to do? Save the whole world?
No!
Or he's going to destroy the whole world?
No, yeah, he's going to try to if the real He-Man will.
Oh, you mean to just save the world from Spidor?
That's yeah.
Right. Mark, he said this world to save from Spidor. Did you mean fight from Spidor or by Spidor?
What do you mean?
Do you mean for this world to be saved by Spidor, or for this world to be saved from Spidor?
To get this world saved from...
I'm sure he's by Spidor. You meant Spidor.
Yeah, by Spidor.
No, you mean from Spidor.
No.
Ross, come here. Can you help Mark?
Uh-uh. I don't mean that Spidor's gonna... save the world, not the
and
bad guy.
Then you mean we gotta save him from destruction.
Yeah. You gotta save him from spider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From spider. Okay, let's have
it. Save somebody.
Save the world from spider, not the world. Save the world by spider. Okay.
Yes, save the world.
You were saying that Ross is has good hearing, good vision. He just went to the doctor and everything checked over. He's in good shape. He says that he has really good hearing, right? Supersonic ears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Want some more milk in it?
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything wrong with you at all in terms of health?
Cavities.
What?
Cavities.
Cavities and growing pains, right?
Oh. Mm-hmm. In my foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mark, how about you? Are you in good shape?
Mm-hmm.
Good. How old do you think you are, Mark?
7 3/4.
Upstairs until you consider me 8.
Well,
consider me 8?
No, consider me 8.
Consider me 8.
I hope he won't record this.
No, he won't.
He's not why?
Oh, wait, later on.
You had better.
Okay. Why,
brown mark your black
mark. What's the part that would embarrass you?
What?
What's the part that is embarrassing? Here, have a bite. Big bite.
What?
No, gross.
Goodness.
Should I erase that from the paper line?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you finish your vitamin, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Did you eat your vitamin?
Mm-hmm.
Ross hasn't finished his yet. After you.
There, see, I haven't finished it.
Now, what did Mark say when we were playing rough up? He said, you said me go into the pillow, right? He meant you told me to go into the pillow. So he confused the say and tell a little bit. Did you ever make a confusion like that, Ross?
Not perfect, John.
No.
Hey, Mark, careful.
Hey,
that's who's in gate. Who? Holly?
Huh?
Oh, you'll get in gate. You'll get in gate. Don't worry.
Yeah, but not in the first, not in the second grade. He
probably takes us to third grade to get in there.
Yeah, I got in at second grade.
By the skin of your teeth.
No, I didn't.
You had to take the second test. You had to take the test twice. Yes, you did. You munched up on the first test.
Munched
when?
You went to
Washington, D.C. You went to Washington.
You didn't finish your test.
And they tested you too fast, and you munched up. It really wasn't your fault, though.
I did.
And they had to give you a second
test. Oh, my! Oh,
unbelievable. Don't step in it. A 1, a 2, a 4, the milk over.
Kitty.
Mark. Come here, Mark. I think you're going to say Mark to bed now.
Well, wash him up first.
Yeah.
Clean yourself up. No, don't get near. Okay, go to bed, Dumbo. Go to bed, Dumbo. Dumbo to bed. First, we want to send Dumbo to bed. Dumbo go to bed. Fill in the bed. Mark, did you even look before you did it?
What was he doing?
He said, wee, I'm going to spill the milk. Wee. Wee, this is fun.
Don't forget my feet.
Yeah.
Dumbo lucky, huh?
Dumbo.
No.
Now he's going to come down mad.
Right.
He's going to be crazy. Right? Right? You should know that. You should have known that it would be your fault. Coins into the table, or your mother will have your head.
going to be done.
There's some good reasons to get to that table, boys.
Why?
What?
Why? Breakfast?
Two of them. Good reasons to get to the table.
And I wouldn't ask.
Good reasons to get to the table.
What's the thing?
Please trouble you for your presence at the table.
To get the dining sham.
Oh.
Can you unstuck the stick under this thing?
Go ahead and butter the one you want to
do.
Something's wrong with the varnish.
Is the tomato good?
It's not that bad. It's sweet.
Try it.
I wish you still had a chain.
Here, Rob. Oh, you, is that for Mark? That's for Mark.
You ate it all up, Rob.
Oh, I know. That's why I was in the family. It was so good.
Sounds like this bread with butter to show.
Tell me when you've made up your mind.
Now.
I made up my mind.
No.
Okay.
No. Yes. Right. No. Yes. No.
On second thought. No. On third thought. Yep. I have some of that nice blackberry jam.
Hmm?
May I have a nice blackberry jam, please?
No.
You mean you don't want that nice tomato
no,
jam?
No. Yes. No.
That lovely
no,
tomato jam.
Yes. No.
Could you pass it and quiet down, please?
Don't look at me like that.
Okay.
Yesterday when Ross did his, I have the floor.
Yes.
Yesterday when Ross did his,
Holy man.
No, his eye test.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. The test was being said. First, in the first one, there's a square. In the second one, triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Third one, a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth one,
nothing.
She kept on going right on up to the tenth.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, he's going to get mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she kept on. I'm sure she didn't care whether or not she
mm-hmm.
said first, second, third one. He kept the order absolutely perfect all the way through to the tenth. He's looking for pictures in each one. It's a depth perception test.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any dodecahedron?
No, just to tell the person on where it got hard.
Hmm?
It got hard.
And then? Could you see everything?
Most of it.
Good. How about you, Mark? Did you get an eye test?
Yeah.
You got it for the first time. How'd your eyes come out?
They come out, they stay in.
Funny.
They were
funny.
They perfect?
Yeah.
Were they? Could you see everything?
Mm-hmm. The doctor said they were perfect
mm-hmm.
for him.
You mean?
And I said, you gotta be kidding. You mean his eyes are perfect?
And what about
but
me?
But he's been banging them up so much.
What about
not
me?
Not perfect eyes. Perfect.
We have two perfect boys with perfect eyes, perfect noses, perfect ears, only one problem. Now if they talk too much.
I've got the best ears.
How do
I
you
don't
know?
Have very good ears. Don't tell me that.
Why? You have cute little ears.
For looking.
You mean you can't hear as well?
Because once Mark and I were standing in the kitchen
mm-hmm.
and the volume was down on the television.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing the G.I. Joe song,
mm-hmm.
and I said, can you hear it? They're playing
mm-hmm.
the G.I. Joe song, and she tried to listen, but she couldn't hear it.
Mark, would you like some more food?
Uh-uh.
You sure? Because we're not going to eat till 3 o'clock. Or maybe 3:30.
No, thank you.
Come on.
My time is starting up.
We're
going to
be there at 3. Did you have sausage this time?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm worried about it, that there's no good TV.
Mm-hmm. Sunglasses.
And the boy's can't go outside because it's raining. So we'll have to figure something out to do. Maybe we'll get them to do their homework. Busily reading. You could read Charlie Brown.
Nope.
Matter, it's just a game. For some reason that you can't both win.
Who
won? I want to know. Oh, Mom.
Mom. When he was like, he turned it.
You put this chair back in.
Yes, he did.
What?
Yes, he did.
Oh, oh I want
it.
I just have head.
Well, maybe he moved the wrong
chair.
Wait,
I'll turn it.
Okay.
Head. Really? Mm-hmm. You turned it again.
No, I didn't.
Hey, you
just
look at the
thing. I just blew.
Mark?
And I didn't turn around.
Mark, scared the pants off the cat.
He's scared.
If I took
the
wrong, it would be like
this. The cat. I know the kitty's gonna hail.
Look. Head to tail.
You're so bad.
Look.
Mark, I'm gonna take you out of this whole game.
Tail. No way.
Sun. What? Sit straight.
Wait, then.
Sit straight and be good.
Wait.
You too. Sit down. You're both heading for real border. You're both hitting real borderline. Sit straight. Cross real borderline. Do you want mashed potatoes instead, Mark? You want to trade for mashed potatoes?
No. I'll trade this over more chicken.
More chicken?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have to eat that horrible stuff.
Trade this over for chicken.
Okay, finish your chicken.
Brent,
why
don't you...
Yeah,
well, then let's... It's a raisin.
Okay.
Is that
for you?
Brent,
can
you give me the lid, please?
You can eat that. You're a big boy. You're not looking like Mark.
Yeah,
right, Mom?
Yeah,
well, it's all gone.
What?
The sun is all gone. Right?
Well, I left the little bit that there was at their house. When they weren't rescued. So, is it protected?
No.
Please stop.
Oh. Got butter in it, never mind.
Mark
likes more turkey?
What? Mark has some juice. Mark has some
tomato.
Mayo
man.
No, no, not tomato. Not tomato. Tomato.
I think we were out of blackberry.
Milk.
My attempt. Actually, Mark has more friends than you might have.
Did he? Did you have grave?
Yes, I did.
That was a nasty giblet ring.
Hmm? Wasn't the best grade.
I made it.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the only two things that weren't good was the grading and the roll. Rolls are so high.
I thought they were good.
They were fresh yesterday.
I think they're good.
Did you like rolls? Yeah, we better get to him.
There we go.
They were all right.
They were cheap. I mean, they were put out in the morning. They were still.
They were better yesterday, you're right.
They were put out Wednesday morning. That's what I can't understand about Thanksgiving. How come you can't have fresh rolls?
Wherever CMU gets their hard rolls, they're very good. Very ask them. Those little hard rolls that they serve with their croissants.
Yeah, they hold them forever, too.
Mom,
well, the croissants are no great deal. They're just, you know, I mean,
Dad,
a foot higher
foot. Give us those colored things that are round.
Yes, exactly.
Well, the good gravy is really.
Dude, give them that.
Right. One.
Give them those things that are round or not.
Oh, cranberries. You mean cranberries?
Did you like them?
No.
Did you like them?
No.
Oh.
And why didn't you give them to Russ?
Hey.
Teasing him, aren't you?
Yeah.
You really learned how to tease people, haven't you?
So I like them.
Did you like your turkey marks or did you want more?
So I like them. They're good.
Would you like some more turkey? Hey, Mr. BB, would you like some more turkey?
They're real solid.
Can you imagine me? The work involved in feeding every family a turkey in the country.
Tell me if you really drank this milk.
In the carnage.
I mean all the turkeys that we killed?
Mom, tell me if you hear me drink this milk. Yeah, that means it.
You're as quiet as a mouse.
There isn't enough, that's what.
What?
There isn't enough, that's what.
Oh, by the way, I heard Mark say that it needs fixed.
All right. Yes,
Mark, he said this robot needs fixed.
He said it once.
How do you say that? That's the right way to say that, Ross?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this robot needs to be fixed.
Very good. And do people in Pittsburgh, which way do people in Pittsburgh say?
This robot needs fixed.
How do you say it?
And how do the right people say it?
It needs to be.
You know what it is when words sound the same? I mean, words mean the same? Do you know any words that mean the same thing, Ron?
What?
Do you know any words that mean the same thing?
Gobble and eat.
Uh-huh, well. Do they mean exactly the same thing?
Well, not really. Gobble means to.
Okay. Can you think of any word that means exactly the same thing? How about daddy and father?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Pop and dad.
Are they exactly the same thing?
Yeah.
How
except
about?
For the soda pop.
How about... Anyway,
what about house and house and mansion?
House and
Egg Group? No.
What about house and house and home?
Oh.
Is house and home?
Three,
don't need
four.
All the more so.
Uh-huh.
You'll just have to
you'll
wait.
You'll have to wait.
Because nursery told house more so. To make the cookie taste so great.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. More.
Well, I guess not.
We recorded that one. You know, as it seems like as the battery wears down, it, the level of recording starts to decrease.
So you don't need all the more.
Testing.
1, 2, 3.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. You'll just have to wait, because it's just a whole house more souls that make the cookie taste so great.
Nothing in here. Nothing in here.
I already did, Mark.
Saying it one more time. They said go, go.
That is very worrying, Mark.
Please don't eat all the muscles. You'll just have to wait, because Nestle Toll has more souls that make the cookie taste so great.
Please don't throw away all the jabbers that kill you in like this and that. Please don't eat all the crackers that do that, and that.
My mouth, please.
Please don't eat all the crackers, because they are so great.
The things
that make the crackers taste so great.
Cut, Mark, cut.
Okay.
Now, Mark, I want Mark and Ross. Mark, this is a present for Ross, okay? Now, wait a second. And you'll get one if you get a good report card this time, and you really need one. Do you know what it is?
What?
This is a pencil sharpener.
An electric pencil sharpener.
And this is because Ross has finally cracked the back of independent work. It better be true, Ross. Will I see the truth when he comes home? It'll say 50 blocks?
Yeah! I even told Mrs. Kuznetti.
Did she say, did you see it?
She said she was pretty proud of it. Okay? Careful, Mom. Don't yell too loud.
When I told her that at the reading book, she's like, 50?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lie, right, Ross? It's a lie, I want this.
Here's a pencil.
You don't need all the more souls. Watch this. Here's a commercial, Ross. Here's a commercial. Please don't eat all the crackers, because here's what happens to them.
Is it ready?
Not quite.
Please don't eat all the cookies. Please don't eat all the
cookies. Please don't eat all the crackers. Because this is what happened to them.
Great. Great. Now, you can't do it right. He's not putting it straight down. Right down the very end. Okay, I'll put it straight up.
Can I try this?
Wow!
Do you think it's too fancy to take the school one?
Yeah.
Can
I try?
Maybe you better practice with it at home for a while, okay?
Whoa!
All the kids will be borrowing it.
All the kids will borrow it.
Can I try it again?
Go nuts.
No, get a doll pencil. Doll pencil.
What?
Get a doll pencil.
Go get one that isn't.
Here's one.
Now, see, this is only good. It's not going to work for those big, thick pencils.
Here's one that's not that
sharp. Yeah.
Straight down.
Keep it straight up in the air. Straight up in the air. Don't bend the angle, Mark.
What?
Okay.
Like this.
Push it all down. Good, Mark. You did a good job. Now, Ross, try.
I'll get one.
Try again. A little bit deeper.
sharp.
This is a sharp knife.
Yeah, you could get hurt. Watch out, Ross, watch out.
But see, there should be at least one or two holes.
I'm gonna get some up now. Mike, get me one. Get me one. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. You know something? Now, this is a very expensive gift, okay?
I'm not lying.
I know. No, I know. But I want you to work hard all the time now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is that promise to Dad?
Not to my milk.
More milk?
Yeah. Maybe this has turned out not to be such a bad day after all.
I say you've done very well today.
Yeah.
Not every kid has an electric fence for something.
Here.
Yeah,
except
probably
the,
none.
Except the except the president's son.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If he's lucky.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only one I can find for me.
Be careful.
Get me one.
I can't find one anymore.
Please,
that aren't sharp.
Please, please, I want to do it.
But there's only two more and they're sharpened already.
Ross, the new press pump we get to use. He was going up into the bathroom. And it's just the word order version. It's interesting.
Dad, will you take this off?
Sure, just a minute, honey. No problem. Let me get all set up in here. Do you think you guys are do you think you're gonna like that flavor?
It's pretty nice.
But it's not for kids, it's for adults. Ross, is this the right color for the pencil sharpener? Just finished giving a pencil sharpener. I said they had one in red. Would you prefer to have that? And he said, well, red is my favorite color. And I said, oh, okay, Ross. And then he said, well, I'm not saying that you have to exchange it. I'm just saying that it would be okay with me. So he was making sure that I didn't feel like I was under an obligation to have to go down there and change it just for the color. But he was saying, he was being very cooperative and very helpful and very diplomatic and very loving and thoughtful, et cetera, et cetera. You know, not forcing me to go out of my way. Proposal of considering
me.
Is it considering exchange? So it wasn't his idea in the first place. Said, Dad, ask me how much 3 plus 7 is. I said, how much is 3 plus 7? I said, 10. I said, see, I don't have to think about it anymore. I don't have to. What did you say? I don't have to what?
I don't have to think all those adds and takeaways in papers anymore.
Where do you do them now?
Now I do them in my brain.
How does that work? Where do you put the numbers in your brain?
In my brain.
Uh-huh. And how do you add them in your brain? Is the regular way?
Mm-hmm.
Do they look like they're on paper? Is 4 on top of 3?
Mm-hmm.
If you add 4 plus 3, what does it look like in your brain?
It's 7.
Yeah, you can see the number 7, it just pops into your brain?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And do you feel your fingers moving at all?
No.
How come you don't have to use your fingers anymore?
I think about fingers in my brain.
Yeah.
And then, you see, like, I think about, and this is how I think in brain, in my brain. What did you ask me again?
How do you think about 4 plus 3 in your brain?
I think.
Okay, Mark, now this is December 4th, and we're going to test Mark out on these sentences, okay? Now. Okay, now why don't you tell me what they mean, okay? I'll read you some sentences. You tell me what they mean. Ready? The man pitched the ball swung. What does that mean?
The man pitched the ball.
What does that mean, Mark? What does it mean? Okay, I'm going to try another one. The child read the book, fell asleep. What does that mean?
The child read the book and then fell asleep.
Okay. And how about this one? The guest made the dinner, enjoyed it.
The guest made the dinner and he liked it.
And he liked it, okay. The dog walked a mile, panted. What does that mean?
The dog walked a mile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Go on.
And he panted? Panted. Okay. The little boy passed the milk, cried.
The little boy passed the milk and cried.
Okay.
Why did he cry?
The little boy, who passed the milk? Say it. The little boy passed the milk, cried.
The little boy passed the milk, and he cried.
Okay. The girl kicked the ball, fell.
The girl kicked the ball, and she fell.
Okay. The donut dunked in the milk was good.
The donut dumped in the milk, and it was good.
Okay. Now we try another one, okay? Ready?
Got dumped in the milk.
The men discussed the weather at the beach.
The men discussed...
Discussed the weather
discussed
at...
Discussed the weather at the beach.
And what does it mean, Mark? If you can get the... There are only five more. If you can get them, then you win the prize. What does it mean? What does that mean when the men discussed the weather at the beach? Tell me what...